Okay, this is lesson seven, part two. I've just been working on an agenda sheet. So we're going to discuss the deadline for the film and the final mark. This is a discussion of timing and modality, how you would like to do this. Okay. Number two, we'll do progress reports and comments from the rest of the class on the work of the groups, the primary groups. So A, group B was divided into two separate groups, C and D. And here you are allowed to just say, look, we've not been concentrating on this for a while because we've been working on secondary groups, so we've had a lot to do. We've lost track of it a bit, but it's a chance for you to start, you know, to decide what you're going to do, to talk to the class about it, to ask for opinions and comments, okay, and for me to hear what's going on. Yes, some of them have been very, you know, just talked about the hotel workers, for example, who just relatively recently uploaded a lot of new work. The homeless people, I had only just seen their report, and so I've commented on it. Other groups, perhaps, I haven't seen anything recently, so I just would like to hear from, you know, several members of the group what's going on. Naomi can't come to the video conference on the Thursday, so again, probably this is not the place, but I have there was some delay in this because I wrote an email and then I didn't see any reply. I'm having a strange situation on my university, on my UniFi address, because I am receiving mails, but I happen to know that a couple of mails that have been sent to me have not arrived. I don't know where they're going. I've looked in the spam, they're not in the spam. So, and anyway, there are people that, you know, Professor Brownlee's an email didn't arrive that I know was sent. So probably at this point it's best to send me stuff on Hotmail or on both. And I've actually forgotten why I'm saying that. Ah, yes, I was talking about Naomi. So Naomi is available from 9 to 10 any morning, and I suspect that's a little bit early, not an ideal time, but I think perhaps at this point we're going to have to fix a video conference at some time for me to look at some work from Naomi or Lorena for their primary project, or perhaps they will put together their videos and upload a video. I mean, I think that's up to them, because that time does not seem a very ideal time. We wanted to involve Naomi in the remaining hot seats, and I've written something down about who is involved in these hot seats. I know Alice and Elisa want to do a hot seat together, but I think there were two other couples who wanted to do hot seats. And of course, what I wrote down is not absolutely clear. So I think, if you don't mind, that we will do this hot seat work in a video conference at the beginning of next week, between 9 and 10 on a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. You will tell me, and please remind me if I don't, you know, if I get lost, as I sometimes do, and there are too many things to decide. Let's decide on a time together, because Naomi's given this availability. Okay. I can fix video conferences on Meet for other groups, as we did this morning. I'm going to have to be a little bit careful about not fixing too much stuff, because, for example, I fixed one this morning. I open up, I say hello. I left the group to work on their own. So it's very similar to what we used to do in class, where I let you work on your own, then I came back. But it isn't that possible for me to get on with a lot while I'm, you know, waiting for a call to say, come back, we want to show you what we've done. So I don't think I can fix too many of those video conferences every week, because I've now, you know, for next week, I've also got programming meetings with the other professors. And so I've got to be careful not to overload myself, because then I start functioning badly. So I think we all have to be sensible about what we can and cannot do. We have got time, okay? So we will do that when you need me to do that. Ask, we'll try and program it sensibly, okay? Then I just want programming reports and comments on the secondary projects, and I think I've got confused here. Again, I've written stuff down. I'm clear about the balcony group, I'm clear about the Virginia Woolf, the group I met this morning, Philosopher Dreamer, etc. The Virginia Woolf workshop was Naomi's idea again. So again, I'd like to hear from one of that group what's going on. And there was another group, and I've got confused about what that other group is doing. My apologies. I'm sure I know, but I've got... So I want to be brought up to date. I want to be reminded. Okay, and then I would like... I thought it was worth doing the breathing exercises last week. I thought the work even on come and go, I thought it was nice to have that lesson. I thought it was, we worked well. If any of you have had any thoughts about come and go or anything that triggered, do say. But what I thought this week, we found the actual breathing in and out exercise, it was difficult to do on meet. You know, Teresa said quite rightly, we get distracted. It wasn't very relaxing. But I think it would be worth trying. I've just tried to think it out. I think it would be worth trying these three warm-up exercises within the limitations of the, you know, of how we're having to work. So I want to try activity two. It'll be brief, we'll just try it out. Activity three, I think, could be interesting. No, is it activity four? Am I getting my numbers muddled up? Activity four, yes, not three. And then I would like to try a variation on activity six. So with these emotions, if at the beginning of, before we start that, if anybody's got a better emotion, because I'm not sure, I think we can distinguish here between excitement and joy. I think there could be a difference. So the excitement is more a kind of feverish, maybe excessive, overworked, almost on the border of, yes, over excitement, let's say. Anger, okay, that's easy. Sympathy, understanding, reassurance. So this sympathy, remember, is a false friend. It doesn't mean sympathy. It's sympathy is showing compassion, being understanding, being reassuring. So here you're talking to someone and trying to express your sympathy, your compassion, your understanding. Okay. Desperation and joy. Okay. But if you'd like to add some or replace those with other things which you think would be more interesting. And I thought it would help to have, it would help for you to have these in advance, to think about them, to sit and even try it out on your own, you know, bathroom mirror or just when you've got a quiet moment. Okay, and we'll have to work, you know, if you've got people in the room when we do it, too bad. We're getting used to all this. We get, you know, people are using these situations in very creative ways in their videos, and I think it's very positive. Okay, so I don't know if I'll be recording another part. I may think of Something else which I think it's useful for me to introduce before the lesson, but otherwise I hope you have time always to listen to these audio recordings, because I think they're not too tiring to listen to, and I hope they're helpful, okay, as a kind of preparation for the work we do in the video conference. Okay, bye-bye then. Hope you get on well with what you're working on. Okay, and well done again for what you've uploaded since the last time I looked. Okay, so I think we're doing very well. I'm proud of you.